This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, it's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
And before we move on from this discussion of the trans kid who may or may not be trans, but who was convinced by the, or who was reinforced by the school system, and so now is a trans person for all intents and purposes. Angie, you brought in the article. What is your take on the overall, just everything regarding it?
Well, I have a 14-year-old, and he's a boy, and if he was at school and he came to me, I would hope that he would come to me and say, hey, Mom, I want to be a girl or a woman. Or if he went to someone in the school and told them that, I would expect them to call me and contact me. I would not. If it came from him, I would be okay with it. But if the school contacted me, you know, I'd want to know how they knew. Did he go to them or did they put the idea in his head? I don't have a problem with my kids being one sex or the other. I think I've raised them pretty well, and I have a good feeling that they're going to be who they are no matter what, because, you know, they were unschooled for many years and they live out of the box, even though they do go to public schools. You know, they have their own thoughts and they believe in their own freedoms. But, as far as this story goes, I feel that the school was completely incorrect in what they did and that they should have immediately called the parents and said, hey, there's this thing going on. I think you should come in and we should talk to you.
Schools are famous for decades now. They've been pushing stuff. Like, for example, the only reason college has become so insanely popular in the past several decades is because I graduated high school in 98, and the guidance counselors were constantly pushing college, constantly. And now I got a little sister. She's in college now. And her whole thing, she just graduated 2 years ago, and it was pushed to be a sports ball professional of whatever. You know, she plays softball. I got a little brother who plays volleyball. And, like, that's the agenda. I mean, these kids, like, they grew up on a 1,000-acre farm in the Midwest, and they have no work skills. And then, because it was all about sports ball, with them. And,
interesting.
And, but when I was in school, all my buddies that went to college, I got friends that got 8 years of college that, were working for me 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago for extra money because McDonald's wasn't, paying them enough, and because their, whatever it was, computer graphics or, their thing that they went to college for was just so swamped. There's just, way too many of these people doing all the same stuff because
sure,
that's what the guidance counselors were pushing. And
I mean, that's similar to what I ran into. I had the same push of guidance counselors. Oh, I mean, it wasn't even questioned. In my generation, it was just, oh, you graduate high school and then you go to college. That's just what you do. What I do today, though, is only tangentially related to what I went to school for. I went to school for management of information systems. I have a bachelor's degree in that. After dropping out of high school, I ended up going on to college because high school was a complete and total waste of time. I thought maybe college wouldn't be. It was, for the most part. I learned more in a year of real-world experience and doing that type of work, which I probably wouldn't have been able to get my foot in the door to do if I hadn't gone to college for it in the first place. But within a year of actually doing IT service work, I learned more than I did during those 4 years of college.
And the whole apprenticeship thing, is just, I think, just a much better path for most anyone because it doesn't cost you anything to be apprentice. And especially right now, pretty much any skill that would you be an apprentice in, they'd be really happy to pay you, $10-$12 an hour just to help out or something, But you could even if a guy couldn't afford to pay you, you could go work for him for nothing. He might buy you, lunch or something, but at least you'd learn some kind of skill.
That's true. So the contention here is that public school systems are essentially teaching children to be transgender in the same way that they taught them to go to college or to
worship the flag, yeah, to worship the police, you know, to ask permission, to make sure you look in the blue pages was a thing that we were taught in high school. You know what the blue pages are?
I have no idea.
So in your phone book, you have blue pages, which was all the departments and the governments. So if, like, for example, what was this? It was like a home economics class or something. It was like, so you have a house and you're thinking about buying a dog or getting a dog. That's what it was. The first thing you should do is look in the blue pages for, like, a dog permit, I think it was, or something. And
see, that's been a weird adjustment to me being outside of Mississippi. Because in Mississippi, you can get whatever animal you want if you can find said animal. Just about. I mean, I think it's illegal to have, like, a tiger.
Well, maybe they just want, like, and you can have a dog, but all these towns want you to go get a dog license, for example. And that was, like, one of the things.
And this is a license for you to be friends with another living creature.
Yep, I went to court in New Hampshire over a dog license.
How did that... Tell us about that.
Well, I had a dog, and she got loose, and we couldn't find her. She was about 7 houses down from me, heading toward my house the next morning, and a state trooper picked her up and took her to the Humane Society. And I called around that morning, found out that she was at the Humane Society, went to pick her up, and then I got a citation from the local cops. And the chief, of course, I believe is a free stater, or he has come to some free state gatherings that I have been at before he was the chief of police there. And he was very nervous coming to me. He wouldn't come to my house. I was pregnant. And finally he came. I was shoveling snow, and I had my baby, and she was in the NICU. And he was like, Angie, I have paperwork for you have to go to court. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, well, I'll be right here shoveling snow. Just bring it back. And he did, but I guess it went on for about 6 months before they served me to go to court. And I went to court, and the judge ruled that the dog was mine and that I had to register the dog or proof of transferring of the dog within 30 days. And 30 days went by, and I completely forgot about it. And I guess about the 36th day, maybe, I sent in paperwork saying, oh, it's not my dog. It's Michael's dog. Look, he's got the rabies certification. And I never registered the dog, never had to pay a fine. Nothing ever came of it, other than I sent in paperwork to the court saying, hey, it's not my dog. Same thing I told you when I was standing in front of you. Now, the first time I sent Michael to court because I was not going because I had just had the baby. I'm like, I'm not wasting my time there. So he goes, tells the judge, hey, she's not here. This is my dog. And he's like, the judge said, well, she still has to come to court. So they continued it. I went to court the next time, and the minute they called me, I was breastfeeding, and so the minute they called me, I stood up, full courtroom, walk up there with the baby on my boob, and I'm standing in front of the judge, and she's just staring at me. I answer her questions, and she says, you know, how do you plead? And I'm like, I want to take it to trial, and so the baby the entire time is nursing, and she says, okay, sets a trial date. I turn around, and I hear somebody in the thing going, oh, my God, she's nursing. And I turn around, and I walk out of the court, and, you know, cameras are rolling because I think Ian and Daryl and stuff was there. And I sit down on the bench and finish nursing, and the next time, you know, same thing happens. Molly's hungry, and I'm like, well, she's got to eat, but ended up.
So did you get your court date and your trial?
Yeah, I did. And that's when they said I had 30 days to send in the registration of the dog. And I didn't. We had moved, and I just sent in, like, 36 days later, I sent in Michael's proof of rabies of the dog and said, you know, on a little letter, I said, this is not my pet. This shows that it's not my dog. Here you go. And so they wasted their time with the cops coming to court. They wasted their time because they came 3 different times and never got any money.
And all of this.
Thank you for your activism.
Yes.
All of this was because you didn't fill out the proper paperwork to let the state know that you have this creature that accompanies you.
Yeah, that's it. And I ask them, you know, are they going to buy dog food? Are they going to pick up poop? You know, if they want to help and contribute, then yeah, I'll be happy to pay them. But they're not going to do that.
Well, public schools push compliance. They indoctrinate you to be compliant. They indoctrinate you to think that you'll never get anywhere without going to college, that you won't be of any worth, or being, you know, a sports ball, you know, whatever.
Jock.
Yeah, I guess a jock, yeah. I'm just, like, so disgusted by, like, the agendas that are just pushed, and they're constantly pushed, and I have no evidence that they're trying to convince young children to be, you know, a sex other than what they, you know, physically were born as. But I could see the agenda being there.
I because I would certainly agree. I don't know if there's any sort of deliberate effort to push it, but just knowing that so many of these teachers did go to these universities and they were leaning left when they came out of these universities, and now they're educating children. So, yeah, that's going to be what they propagate. 855-450-3733.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Brose, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
And speaking of freedom, I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending. There's a very long list of anything that libertarians may be interested in, especially the rise of the police state. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Again, that's freedomsphoenix.com. Now, I feel like we should probably move on here from the whole kid being trans or not trans or whatever to this cop, evidently, who threw a handcuffed man into a lake and then watched him drown.
Yep.
That's absolutely appalling. Do you happen to have it in front of you?
Not immediately, but I know that he picked the gentleman up for an OWI.
What is an OWI?
Operating while impaired, maybe.
Operating a vehicle?
No, I think he was on the water.
Okay.
And the...
on the water on like a jet ski or like in a boat or something?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what he was on.
Has anyone on an aquatic vessel ever been sober?
Well, I thought that was the point of going out.
That's like the first thing I've always done.
And they picked the gentleman up for an OWI, and the cop put the wrong life vest on him. And he was going fast over some of the wake, and the gentleman bumped out of the boat, and he had handcuffs on. And a passerby, like a ski boat, saw him and was like, they threw him a... like a life vest or like a raft, trying to say, hey, grab this. And they didn't know he was handcuffed. And then the officer was standing there and he put a pole out, but he knew the guy was handcuffed and he watched him go down under the water and drown. Never jumped in, never attempted to save him, and the guy died. He was like a 20 or 21 year old white male, and the police officer was a black police officer.
Do we have important details like the police department, their phone number?
Yep, let me grab it.
And the cop's name? Because I think that this business line for this police department should just ring nonstop with people's...
The story was from the freethoughtproject.com. I'm just waiting for it to come up. It says, the cop who threw handcuffed man into lake and watched him drown gets only 10 days in jail. It was from Facilities, Missouri. Nearly 2 years after Trooper Anthony Piercy was charged in the death of Brandon Ellingson, who drowned in the Lake of the Ozarks with his hands cuffed behind his back, the case has been closed. Predictably, the offending officer is getting off with less than a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, 10 days in jail.
And he gets to do that in 2-day stints. He doesn't have to serve 10 consecutive days. For handcuffing a college student negligently, casting him into the lake and watching him as he drowned, Trooper Piercy avoided an involuntary manslaughter trial after pleaded guilty to a simple boating violation in June.
A boating violation?
Yep, that's what they got him for.
I imagine it is some sort of violation to bind people, put them in an improper life jacket, and then stand there as they drown.
Yeah, he didn't try to save him.
I'm sure they investigated themselves. And all they came up with was an improper boating violation. I mean, it wasn't murder, or manslaughter or anything like that. If that happened to any of us, were involved, if we were just on the boat and like somebody fell off and drowned, it would probably be like some heavy duty investigation. But if we actually tied somebody up and put their life vest on wrong, even if they were being a belligerent a-hole and we needed to get them out of control, and that happened. I mean, and especially there's eyewitnesses that, like, are watching this guy drown and the cops are watching this guy drown. I mean, but the Supreme Court has ruled that they have no obligation to protect you.
No, they don't. But isn't there some exception to that if they're the one who deliberately puts you in harm's right?
Why? It was last week on the show. Mark had found something that said the only time they have an obligation to protect you is when you are in their custody.
Yep.
That is correct, yes.
Well, he was definitely in their custody at that point.
He was. It says that this week, Piercy was sentenced for his role in Ellingson's death, and he received just 10 days in jail. The judge referred to this insultingly low sentence of 10 days as shock time. According to the Kansas City Star, in addition to the shock time in the Morgan County Jail, Judge Roger Proulx sentenced Trooper Anthony Pierce to 2 years of supervised probation and ordered him to complete 50 hours of community service.
Now, what is shock time? Are either of you familiar with that terminology?
Nope.
No, I'm assuming that it's just the 10 days to shock him into believing that what he did was wrong. It says that Piercy will serve time in jail in 5 2-day increments, with his first stint scheduled to begin this Friday. To the Ellingson family and those who have been following the case, it's a kick in the teeth. 10 days is like a vacation, Craig Ellison said. It's a joke. He knows he's guilty, and he's dang lucky to get what he got. As the Star's reports, Special Prosecutor William Cam say requested Piercy receive 30 days in jail and have his law enforcement certification revoked for life.
At minimum, right?
Special Prosecutor. Yeah, he was there especially to make sure that this, cop was well taken care of. I wonder what kind of dirt the cop has on some local, politicians. Do you even need to have any dirt on local politicians to get away with murder as a cop?
Well, they're all on the same side,
yeah.
So probably not. But the way this paints it, the special prosecutor was actually seeking a tougher sentence.
That's a joke.
For 30 days
for murder?
That is a joke.
Watch the guy die?
Yeah. It's better than 10 days.
I hope the family sues the crap out of this cop. And what is the name of that city again? Maybe you can spell
Versailles,
that out.
Versailles, I believe.
Versailles, it's Versailles.
And that's Missouri?
M-O, isn't that Missouri?
I think so.
Yep.
So, the guy wanted, the special prosecutor, William Cam Say, wanted Piercy to receive 30 days in jail and have his law enforcement certification revoked for life.
Right.
Neither of those things happened. However,
nope.
The guy is still a cop.
He is. And he gets 5 2-day stints. Say says, I wish...
So basically, on his days off...
Yep, he gets to go in and serve his 2 days, and then he gets to go back to doing his whatever he does.
Which is throw people off boats and watch them drown.
I was just told it's called Versailles, the name of the city, Versailles.
So even if they had gotten what they asked for, which is the 30 days and you can't be a cop anymore, that's still an extremely light sentence for this level of, if nothing else, outright negligence.
Right. Can you imagine if we would have done that to someone, we would have served much more than 30 days.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that the guy was handcuffed by the police, who then, he could not swim.
No.
Right. Did they at least handcuff him in the front?
No, behind his back.
On a boat.
Yep. And the officer put the incorrect life vest on the gentleman, and that's why he drowned.
I found your phone number on the internet.
You found who?
The Versailles, Missouri Police Department phone number.
Well, let's go ahead and share that with the audience.
How about right after the commercial so we make it nice and clear?
That's
Stay
true.
Tuned.
855-450-3733. What do you think about these cops getting away with actual murder? Whether they mean to murder someone or not, that's what this is. 855-450-3733. Or use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump has been briefed on the shooting of at least six police officers in Philadelphia. The situation started as police served a narcotics warrant. The officers who have been shot have non-life-threatening injuries. The Dow closed down 800 points to finish the day at 25,479. Lenore Hawkins of Tematica Research on Wall Street's bad day.
What has me actually really worried is looking at what is going on in the bond markets. For example, what we saw with the 30-year Treasury is it hit an all-time low of interest rate. And that happened at a time where we're not getting some sort of terrifying headline. And it's also happening at a time where the foreign purchases of Treasury bonds is going down. And when the federal government is spending so much money that we need roughly an additional $1 trillion a year just to cover the deficits.
Hawkins was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family already see the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
And Angie.
And Jay, you have a phone number from people that is, we're told, is Versailles or
Versailles. Versailles.
Well, I mean, Versailles would be the correct one, but the people of Missouri, because they're Missouri Hicks. No offense to our Missouri listeners. I'm joking. I'm from Mississippi. Okay, I know Hicks. Pronounce it like Versailles. I think that's
Versailles.
Versailles.
And that's probably how I'd pronounce it, Versailles. You know, if I didn't know, you know, what if I hadn't heard it before. But anyways, your business number, and I hope you all got your pens ready.
Is this for the
The police department. Okay. This is off their Facebook page. And you can go to their Facebook page, and there's all kinds of wonderful comments about the conduct of these particular officers.
Really?
Yeah. There's just a few of them I was reading off earlier. But people are disgusted with them, and why can't they just respect the Constitution, you know? But anyways, it's area code 573-378-4634. And, you know, maybe it'd be good to give their business line a call and, you know, let them know how you feel about an officer getting 10 days of, you know, basically a Jeffrey Epstein-style, you know, prison sentence, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, his was even cushier
right.
than Epstein's, yeah.
Well, yeah, Epstein you know, he only had, he was let out of the can for 12 hours a day, I guess. But anyways, let them know how you feel about, you know, their cop just, you know, being incompetent and literally murdering a dude. Because if it was you, you know, I don't know if they have death sentence in Missouri, but, you know, you'd be sitting in jail for a very long time.
Let's go into the phones. We've got Sarah calling in from Roland, Oklahoma. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Okay, I was just talking to someone, and I was just saying to the guy, I didn't understand what the purpose was of you all when you were talking about this poor kid that, you know, fell over in the water with the boat and the officer and stuff. But the thing that struck me from y'all's conversation was that you all had to say this was a black officer who killed a white kid. And from that accident, and my concern was all these black kids that are getting killed by white officers, I don't hear y'all talk about that. I've listened to your radio station back and forth, and y'all do a lot of talk about that. But, and it doesn't matter. I do not care if y'all discuss it or not, but it's just the fact that if y'all put the negative spin on there about this man's race and he did this and he did that, you know, that's not doing any good to anyone. This officer, yeah.
You can't say things like that on the air. Sorry, I hit the drop button before the drop button. Yeah, you can't say things like that on the air. But to address your point, I don't know why the article mentioned that it was a black cop and a white victim.
I missed that, but I'm colorblind, I guess, when it comes to those things because... And honestly, I would much rather deal with a black cop any day.
Sure.
Because, like in fact, when I had a jury trial once, I requested an all-black jury. Because, you know, I feel that black people might understand freedom a little better, seeing how, you know, they may have had a great-grandfather or grandmother that may have been a slave. And that's kind of like a lot how I would, you know, correlate some things in front of a jury. And, you know, it was an all-white jury, which I objected to. And they couldn't understand why I wanted the black jury. You know, they thought it was irrelevant.
The cultural tendencies are important. And black Americans, I mean, especially in the South, where they were exposed to systemic racism by the state, by the government, going back centuries, they are more distrustful of the governmental system than your average white person.
Yep. And I've noticed that. And even, like, talking with, like, you know...
As they should be, by the way.
Like, normies that are black normies, they get, like, the ideas of libertarianism, you know, better than, like, white normies. Because, you know, the white normies, you know, they're like, feel they're above. But... Definitely black people are like, I wouldn't try the stuff you try. I get shot right away. You know, they like know they got to be really careful around cops because they know they're a target.
There was once when I was pulled over in Mississippi by a state trooper. I don't remember why. I had a loaded 38 in my console, and he asked me for my insurance information, and that just happened to be through poor planning on my part. That happened to be where I kept my insurance information. In fact, underneath the 38. So it was really bad planning, but the state trooper there parked on the interstate, standing by my window. I popped it open, and there's a loaded 38 sitting right there. So I immediately, you know, snapped it shut, threw up my hands. I was like, hey, loaded gun here. I have to move it to get the insurance card. And I walked away from that just fine, or I drove away from it, rather. But I never forgot that if I had been black, I probably would have been shot on sight.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's absolutely reasons to call into the issue here, the races of the people involved. However, we can't forget that it's an issue with cops. And the caller there, before she went on to say things that you can't say on radio, said the cop might be some fine, upstanding citizen who demonstrably is not a fine, upstanding citizen.
Well, the other thing that we should clarify is you're just reading an article. You didn't put any spin on it whatsoever. It was just a text of the article as you were reading it. And I honestly don't even remember hearing anything about, you know.
But it was mentioned once and casually, offhandedly. You know, it's not like we sat here talking about it for 30 minutes. Right? In the same way that we do when a white cop shoots an unarmed black man, which we should talk about, right?
Yeah, anytime a cop shoots anybody that's unarmed especially, I mean, yeah, the police are just killing kill people all the time, and they get away with it because there is no accountability when you have this special privilege of being a shiny badger.
I saw a report compilation. I didn't actually click it, but it was a compilation of various reports that suggested that police officers had become one of the leading causes of death, one of the top 10 causes of death in the United States.
Yeah, I saw one the other day. It said the top death of men.
That may have been it.
Is police officers, and it didn't say white, black, or whatever. It just said men.
No, because 95% of the people murdered by police are men.
Yeah.
But I noticed we don't have, like, a male lives matter, although we probably should.
Yeah,
because,
we should.
I mean, it is extremely skewed, but, you know, there is the sociological tendency that if somebody is going to be a threat to another person, they are primarily going to be a male.
Yep.
So that sort of statistic isn't exactly fair when it comes to police shooting primarily men, at
well,
the very least.
I guess if it's a female, they feel that they can overpower the female, and so they maybe they can take control of the situation a little easier than if it's
That's
a male.
True.
Speaking of male versus female, or what roles they play, that was one thing these guys were... Actually, on my way to the show, I was listening to these guys talking about Epstein's recruiters. And his recruiters would go get these young girls.
Oh, yeah, he had a madame and everything.
Right, but they had women that were recruiters because... And then they were talking about in these human trafficking circles that 45% of the people that like are convicted or found within participating in this human trafficking are women because women will like walk up to these predatory women who are recruiting or, part of the trafficking rings, literally go up to these young girls or young boys and be like, hey, you want me to help you find your mommy? So the idea that it's some dude in a van strolling around nabbing kids is like, I guess, not really the issue to where 45% of it is actually women grabbing these kids with this sex trafficking. I mean, it's something I just heard on the radio driving here. I think it was on NPR I heard it, too, actually.
I imagine it's also true that children, in particular, are more inclined to trust women.
Absolutely.
And so women are probably more successful.
Well, and that's it.
More is the pity. Yeah. But, you know, the inverse statistic of 95% of men being people shot by police are men is that 95% of people raped by police are women. Which also happens with alarming regularity, because that's what the police are. They are thugs. They are enforcers. They are violent criminals, members of a criminal enterprise that is oppressing us and terrorizing us.
Aren't most rape victims women anyways?
I think so.
I mean, I never done the statistics, but...
855-450-3733.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Angie.
And we've been discussing this state trooper who, on May the 31st of 2014, so more than 5 years ago at this point, arrested a guy under suspicion of operating while intoxicated, and placed the wrong life jacket over the handcuffed dude's torso.
So this is a state trooper, not a Versailles troop police officer?
I don't know if it said state trooper, but it was a cop.
They refer to him as a trooper.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. It could be
a water trooper.
Yeah.
Super trooper.
So Piercy then drove his patrol boat away from the scene at a high rate of speed, because cops are always speeding everywhere and it totally doesn't count. Ellingson, the guy in question, was thrown from the boat when it struck a wake. The life jacket came off, and he drowned while his hands were in handcuffs, and the state trooper just sort of watched.
Right, and it says that Piercy is still a cop and is merely on unpaid leave. What happens now with Piercy's employment is a personal issue, said Lieutenant Paul Reinch of the Star. During the proceedings, Craig Ellingson finally got to address the man responsible for taking the only thing in the world that mattered, his son. Almost immediately, he began to cry as he read through a three-page statement. Anthony Piercy, it has been almost 3.5 years that I've waited to tell you face-to-face that you're the reason my son Brandon is dead. On May 31st, 2014, Trooper Piercy arrested Ellingson under suspicion of OWI and negligently placed the wrong life jacket over the handcuffed 20-year-old's torso. Piercy then drove his patrol boat away from the scene at a high rate of speed. Ellingson was thrown from the craft when it struck a sizable wake. The life jacket came off, and he drowned with his hands still in cuffs while Piercy callously watched on. Go ahead.
That's kind of loaded. He may or may not have just sort of watched on. It's unclear. I don't know if actually I have to retract that, because it sounds accurate based on how the people came by and was like, hey, will you extend a pole or something? And he did, despite knowing that the guy was literally incapable of grabbing said pole.
You
almost need to have a gaff hook you know, and hopefully you wouldn't gut the poor guy when you grabbed him. Maybe, you know, get him by, I don't know, the handcuffs or something and pull him up. The gap hook, yeah. I don't know if you know what that is. You use them fishing to, like, pull the fish out of the water so you don't break your fishing line. But, I mean, a pole, I mean, what good's an oar if your hands are handcuffed, you know, or a stick, you know?
Behind your back, at that.
Yeah.
It does say that during the investigation, it was determined that Piercy did little to nothing as he watched Ellingson drown.
I wish I could pretend to be surprised, but cops are terrible people.
And low IQ.
And they beat their wives.
Says Piercy did not jump in to save him. When a bachelorette party passed on a nearby boat, the passengers threw Ellingson a life ring, but they didn't know that his son was handcuffed, Craig said. Piercy didn't say he was handcuffed. The woman told investigators that they screamed at Piercy to extend a pole to Ellingson, which he did, but he knew that he was handcuffed. Piercy did not call a supervisor for help until after an hour of Ellingson drowning. Footage from his boat shows Piercy having a chillingly casual conversation with his colleague, referring to Ellingson in profane terms. I'm banged up a little, but I'm all right. I don't know if I'm sore from treading water with that bastard, Piercy told a supervisor of the dead 20-year-old.
I mean, business as usual. I mean, why would they be upset over somebody dying on their account? This is cop stuff.
I guess he treaded water with him when he retrieved the body?
I'm not sure. It says that...
No, I understand not jumping in after him, because being a lifeguard is extremely dangerous. You know, they get injured all the time, because when you're drowning, you thrash around and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but if you're on a boat and you're a police officer, you should know how to swim. It should be taught. You should know how to get people out of water.
I would agree, especially if you're enforcing boating law.
And the guy's handcuffed, so he won't be able to grab you and take you down, but...
That's true.
You just have to keep him afloat.
And you probably have... I would assume that cop would be issued a life jacket for his, you know, that's part of his duty gear.
Another good point.
As the Free Thought Project previously reported, following the familiar full court press to prevent officer accountability, the jury in a coroner's inquest ruled Ellingson's death to be accidental. It was subsequently revealed that Amanda Grellner, the prosecutor who declined to file charges against Piercy, had received a personal favor from the MHP 3 years earlier when the department declined to charge her then 18-year-old son with a DUI.
So this was a state trooper,
yep.
A member of the Missouri Highway Patrol. Patrolling something that wasn't a highway.
Yeah, he was on a boat.
Yeah.
Says
definitively not a highway.
Last September, a circuit court judge found that the state had knowingly and purposefully covered up the crimes of Piercy, violating the state's sunshine law in the act. After seeing that they were getting zero help from the perpetrator and his subsequent conspirators, the family of Ellingson's launched a campaign for justice. During this campaign, they were joined by Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Randy Henry. Henry witnessed firsthand the incompetence, negligence, and cover-up and took it to exposing it.
So there was an intentional cover-up of this kid who was essentially tossed by waves out into the I think they said it was a lake. His life jacket came off, and he drowned because he couldn't swim with his hands cuffed
right
behind his back.
Well, isn't that the purpose of the police union, to provide cover-ups and help manage cover-ups? I mean, the police union doesn't really care about anything except for having members and making sure they have many members and making sure they have more members come into the police union. It's basically for cover-ups, because it's always a police union who are always, you know, throwing all the money at all the lawyers to defend these cops, and are always putting all the, you know, pro-cop sure. propaganda out there.
Henry, the patrol sergeant, says, "We killed Brandon Ellingson. Why are we investigating ourselves?" In a conversation with Piercy the day following Ellingson's death, Henry expressed concerns about how the arresting officer had conducted himself. Piercy himself seemed remorseful, telling Henry, "I feel like I drowned that kid. I should have done more for him." In any other context, that comment would have been treated as a confession to second-degree murder. Henry then filed a report on the drowning and testified about the inadequate training Piercy and other water patrol officers received. During an interview,
yes, that's certainly inadequate. If they don't know how to properly respond to a person being thrown from a boat with no life jacket, with their hands bound, then they should definitely be trained better.
Or if they don't even know which life jacket to put on the person.
Also a good
point. There's a flaw there. Says during an interview with patrol investigators following the drowning, Henry mentioned a state law dealing with the safety of people in custody and how the police are responsible for their lives and those they detain. An investigator interrupted Henry and insisted that the recorder be turned off to deliberately prevent an official record of his disclosures.
Oh, yeah, they hate cameras.
The stiff arm of Blue Justice moved in, and now we are seeing the results. Instead of Piercy being held accountable for his negligence, it was Henry who was then run through the gamut of the thin blue line. He was cast out by his department, demoted to corporal, and forced to retire. Now the man responsible for the death of a star college student is getting off with a 10-day sentence and can remain a cop.
I'm not surprised.
I wonder if there's a civil suit. I would almost imagine that there's got to be, you know, lawyers coming at these guys wanting to represent them, or
I thought you
offering them money.
I thought they, you know, had legal protections where you could not sue a cop who did something, you know, horrific like this.
Well, you can sue anybody. I mean, it might get thrown out, but,
true.
You know, and there are definitely lawsuits that happen for lesser crimes, like, you know, Carla Grieke, who a former... The former president of the Free State Project sued the Ware Police Department a few years back, and they settled with her, you know, over wiretapping. She was charged with wiretapping and arrested for wiretapping for filming the cop. And,
wow.
And another guy...
Well, like I said, they don't like cameras being recorded, because then you can prove what they did that was corrupt and negligent.
So
or downright evil.
But even if there was a lawsuit, we might not even know about it because they like to throw money at you. You know, it just comes out of the taxpayers, basically, or insurance companies and bond companies that insure these, you know, police officers. And you usually have to sign a non-disclosure statement in order to receive the money, and then, you know, nobody talks about it. This is why you really don't hear about these lawsuits.
I wish there was a good solution to the police problem. But if cops are so good old boys that they can do something like this, which is drown a person, feel a little bit of remorse about it, saying, I feel like I drowned that kid. Well, that's because you did drown that kid, and you should have done more for him instead of standing there doing nothing or handing him a pole that you knew he couldn't grab.
As long as you have a special class of men that can point guns at people and demand money, and there is no accountability, these problems are just going to go on and on and on.
Yeah, because even if he is sued by the kid's family, it's not coming out of his pocket.
Don't mean nothing to him.
Yeah, he's continuing on with his job just fine. It means almost nothing to him. Let us know what you think about cops. Number's 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.